Hello.
Mr. John.
Yes, sir.
All right, Mr. John, there should be a code sent to your phone. I'm trying to get into your time account and see what she's talking about.
A code?
Yeah, it should be a code sent to your sent to your phone.
All right,
from
let me
John.
Let me put you on speaker. All right.
Okay.
Okay, you ready?
Yep.
033-558.
Okay. All right, let me start. So I'm in. Let's see. Credit builder. From checking to credit builder.
Yeah, okay. I just transfer the money there and then pay bills. It's supposed to build your credit. It's the same account, though. She acts like it's a separate account. It's all one big thing, Chime. She should know that.
Yeah, they should know a lot of things. Yeah, I'm looking at credit builder. Yeah, credit builder has nothing in it.
None of it does. I take it from checking, put it in credit building, and then pay my bills. That's it. It's supposed to improve your credit.
Right. I see it says you can deposit from checking to credit builder. So
right,
you can
that's how
do
you
that.
Do it. I do it online. It's the same account. It's all one account. And then savings, you can put some in savings. It's all one account.
Oh, I see what I'm looking at. Okay, because I see checking, savings.
Right. Maybe. It's all one big thing.
So they
that's what
I'm
trying to
explain to them. So let me see where they have overview. Let me see statement. Let me see check-in. I can pull. Let me see. Is there any? Can I pull statements? Statements.
You can pull every single deposit ever deposited. All you got to do is go to direct deposit and pull up everything that's ever been deposited in my account, ever. And then
I want to see. I'm trying to find statements.
Did you get a chance to talk to her?
No, I didn't call her yet. I want to see. I want
to
see what she's talking about first. I'm trying to find out what she's talking about before I call her. Let me see, direct deposit, set up account, documents. Okay, here we go. All accounts. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I tried to explain to her. It's all one big account, savings,
right.
Checking. It's all the same. There is no multiple accounts. So I tried to explain to her. But
yeah, I'm going to have to let her know, like, Jesus Christ. She's not even realizing that what the statements she's receiving are literally a summary of all the accounts combined. Like, she doesn't need individual.
Right. She thinks that there's a checking, a savings. I said, no. You don't understand. She said, well, maybe Mr. Jenkins knows what I'm talking about, my advocate. I said, at that point, that told me right there, she don't know what the hell she's doing.
Right.
She's trying to do. But I know they're on her because I've been calling them every day. Every day I call.
Let me see. John Credit.
Anybody's approved me except her.
Statement. Let me see. Okay, so all check it. I see. So they do individualize them. Chime does individualize them. They actually do. But here's what's stupid about it. Let me see. Credit account statement.
She's like, who are you sending money to? I'm like, I'm not sending money. What are you talking about? What money? You got my Compass report. You see I only get $1,000 a month. 500 of it goes to bills. Utilities, rent, water.
Even if you had a credit card, they wouldn't ask for your credit card statement.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they wouldn't ask for that. Card payment. bar payment from secured account. I'm even looking at it. Credit card, credit builder card account billing summary.
Right.
Let me see. You know what? I'm guessing it's like a secure credit card or something. Like you can send money over to. Oh, that's what it is. It's like a secure credit card.
I take it from checking. I put it to Credit Builder, and it's free. And then I pay my bills, and it's supposed to bill your credit through Credit Karma.
I see. Hold on. Let me see if I can get who she called me. Let me see if I can get her on the phone. Let me see. Hold on. She didn't answer, but I got an email from her. I'm going to respond to her and let her know that that serves as a secure credit card, where literally you just sending money to a quote-unquote credit card under Chime and then paying your bills through that. That's establishing credit. That's
exactly what I'm doing.
All right, I'll send that to her. I will also download the savings, which looks like it has, let me see, credit, statement, Chime account, new folder, Chime savings.
I don't know how much simpler it can be to her. You should see through my Compass report. I got it right here. $705 is direct deposit and Chase every month. And then 301 goes to Chime every month, or 305. It comes to 1,016 every single month, minus my bills, which is about $486. That's the remainder. That's it. I qualify. I'm way more than qualified.
Yeah, you are. All right. What I'm going to do is I'm going to send her the savings stuff. I'm going to send her that,
okay,
even though there's nothing in there. And it'll show with basically nothing in it. I see how it's all combined because you can maneuver from checking to saving to do the whole credit builder
that's
thing.
That's what I do. Please.
Yeah, I'm going to send that to her so she can understand what this is.
Yeah. That is my statement.
And then she should be fine. I'm going to email her. So I'll email stuff, and hopefully she can go ahead and approve it.
Housing was here, too. I just got another two-year voucher coming August 1st, and they basically said that they'd rather have somebody here with me, you know, with my condition, because they called the hospital. They verified everything. That's why they did it 4 months early, to make sure there's no – yeah, everything's approved for my housing and everything for another 2 years. And then they're going to put me on Section 8. So she's the only clog in the whole system.
Right.
Then I could get my health care worker back down here because her mother's 84 and she had to go back to help her. Lo and behold, I had my fall.
Right.
Well, yeah, it's just been a nightmare. Now I got neurology next week, the 26th. Now I got more doctor's appointments. Then I got my surgeons April 10th. But going shopping, you know, every time I order from Walmart, something's missing or broken. Eggs, this, that. I need somebody to go shopping for me and cooking and cleaning and big stairs. The housing people had to use the bathroom, and the lady's like, the guy had to go to the bathroom. He's like, there's two flights of stairs. And then the lady looked over. She's like, oh, man, it's like two different apartments, upstairs and downstairs. I said, yeah, these stairs are hard for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I love the area, and it's a brand-new building. I'm the first one to live here. It's clean. It's safe. It's beautiful.
Right.
I've never seen a bed here since I've been here.
Okay.
So housing is secured. Everything's secured except this lady.
Yeah. County Assistance Office completely sucks. I mean, they're so underqualified. it's ridiculous because it shouldn't be this difficult.
And it's getting worse.
I did a little bit of research. Like it literally took me just now talking to you. It took me less than 5 minutes to figure out what this was. And
yeah.
This is their job, is to review finances.
I know.
I mean.
I know. And then she tells me I dealt with China before. I felt like saying, well, then you should know. What the hell are we talking about, lady? If you dealt with this before, you should know.
Right.
But I didn't want to be disrespectful. It's just so frustrating.
Yeah, I get it. I get it completely. Yeah, I got enough here. I'm sending her the saving stuff in. They shouldn't be asked for anything else. Here's everything.
Okay, and I know the question.
I'm going to send this stuff into her now. Hopefully she responds today, and you should be fine.
Okay. I have one more question. What's the usual amount of hours they approve?
Oh, that varies. It is strictly upon your assessment with the service coordinator. So, I mean,
okay.
You can get anywhere from zero hours a week to 168. So it all depends on how the assessment goes. And that's another discussion we'll have if and when you get approved. Depending on what you're looking for, what you want to say, what you don't want to say, things of that nature. But, it completely varies. It varies. It definitely varies. So, we'll talk about that. I'm going to send this to her now because I got some other stuff to do. I just got back in the house. So let me work on this, and I'll see if she responds today.
Okay. Thank you very much.
No problem. I got you.
All right. Thank you.
All right.